A full week now, but one of the most likely suspects in the terrorist attack in Paris has finally claimed responsibility for it. Al-Qaeda in Yemen says it was behind the bloody assault on the offices of that satirical weekly newspaper called Charlie Hebdo. But rather than being silenced, the paper put out a new edition on the stands today. Clearly, it's bigger than ever. We have two reports on all of it tonight. We want to begin with NBC's Richard Engel in Istanbul. Richard, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. For the last year, ISIS has been dominating headlines, overshadowing Al-Qaeda. Something of a dangerous rivalry is emerging, a game of one-upsmanship between the two groups. With the Paris attacks, Al-Qaeda is launching a comeback.
The attack on Charlie Hebdo last week was Al-Qaeda's most high-profile operation in years. And today, they bragged about it. In a video, Al-Qaeda in Yemen claimed it targeted the magazine for insulting the Prophet Muhammad, even laying out the chain of command behind the attack. Ordered by Ayman al-Zawahiri, Osama bin Laden's successor, planned and financed by radical American-born cleric Anwar al-Awlaki before he was killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2011.